This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The Highway Patrol is seeking information after the hit-and-run death of a Fairbluff man early Sunday. Jamal McMillan was hit at the corner of Academy and Elm Streets around 3 a.m. Anyone with information about the wreck is asked to call 910-642-7169. An Old Stake Road resident was charged with growing marijuana and owning a handgun capable of being fully automatic. Dustin Randall Duncan, age 34, was arrested Monday. He purportedly had a suppressed, fully automatic 9mm handgun and 5 marijuana plants in his home. Duncan was previously convicted of felony breaking, entering, and larceny, and was not legally allowed to have a gun. See this story online for more information. Two men were charged with drug offenses and unrelated cases Monday that stemmed from checkpoints. James Walter DeCicio allegedly had marijuana and cocaine in his vehicle when he was stopped in North Wyville. Larry Lewis III was arrested on Jefferson Street after allegedly trying to flee a checkpoint with narcotics and a concealed handgun. More than 3.3 million people had cast ballots across North Carolina during the early voting period. That's as of lunchtime today. In Columbus County, 13,794 voters had visited the county polls by close of business on Tuesday. Early voting goes on through Saturday for Tuesday's election. The polls are open from 8:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. until Friday. And Saturday is the last full day of early voting, and polls will be open from 8:30 until 3. Any registered voter can vote at any of the 5 early polls in Columbus County. There are spooky opportunities aplenty this week as area churches and groups host trunk-or-treating, fall festivals, and much more. Trinity Baptist Church at 201 South Thompson Street in Wyville will host trunk-or-treat on Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. Wyville Police and Wyville Firefighters are having trick-or-treating at the Municipal Building at Columbus and Madison Streets from 6 to 8 p.m. Thursday. Welcome also on Travel Center. We'll have Trunk or Treat from 6 to 9 at the Travel Headquarters on Old Lake Road on Halloween evening. Southeastern Community College is hosting what is supposed to be the biggest Trunk or Treat in the county with costume contest and fall festival and all kinds of fun. That's going to be Thursday starting at 6 p.m. at the campus. Thousands of children are expected to attend, so be sure that you pack your patience when you're headed out that way for a really good time. The Nightmare on Franklin Street, featuring the Tunnel of Terror, is back this Thursday. Visitors are asked to donate $1 to $5 for hurricane relief. All proceeds go to a Samaritan's purse. Now, the Scary Good Time starts at 5:30 Thursday at 413 South Franklin Street in Wyville. Donations are still being accepted for Hurricane Helene in some areas, but the needs list have become a bit more tailored. General donations can be dropped off at any Black's Tire location. The Columbus Baptist Association is only accepting cash and checks to help fund operations and buy heaters. Now, the CBA also needs volunteers to help pack 500 brand new coats this Saturday. They'll also be putting the keychain Bibles in these coats. Volunteers with irons are needed to help iron on patches. Contact the Columbus Baptist Association for more information if you can help there. The Sheriff's Office is no longer accepting donations, at least not right now. They have just gotten back from completing their 6th relief mission out to Bakersfield, North Carolina. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.